Well, because we never try to play music in a certain style. I think one of the things that keeps us interested is that we don't edit. We don't do a lot of censorship in our music in terms of that's what we can't play that. No means no, can't play this kind of song, this kind of music, this kind of riff, this kind of tempo. We've never had that restriction. And I'm always rediscovering different kinds of music. I listen to a lot of music. Our songs have always just sort of come up by themselves. And I find the less you have to work on them, the less you have to frig around with them, the better they are. If you can get the song out in 10 minutes, pretty well arranged and written, it's usually the best one. I think a lot of bands make their music for their careers. We never really had a career. It's an accident that we have a career. We always just made the music because, you know, we come up with some music. So it's always started with the music. And when you do that, you don't end up falling into a rut, falling into a formal approach to everything you do. We record too. We don't record. We don't spend days and weeks doing drum tracks. And we go in for 5 days and then mix for another 5 days. I mean, our records could probably sound better. But I think also when people work, take hours and hours and months on a record, they slowly grind it into the mud. Yeah, none of them have a very professional sheen. But we were never after that kind of sound. We were always sort of a punk rock band.
But on the other hand, you are technically very good.
You know, but it's all self-taught. It's not. It doesn't come from studying music. It just comes from listening to music, and then you steal what you listen to. And if you can play it, you do. You know, like I say, most of the music that I make, that I learned, the technique, is all from learning my own songs. I never studied music, no. My brother did. He did study drums in school, in high school, or anything else for that matter.